Okay. Today, without having shiur, we'll discuss when the first shiur will be. Maybe you'll help me figure out, you know, with the Labor Day and the this day and that day, when we should actually start. But today is the first day of yeshiva, so I figured it would be a good time to get everyone together and just give you the format of what we're going to be doing. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay. So this limud is the limud of Yerideya, which is the classic limud of smicha for anyone who's going to smicha is learning Yerideya. This semester we're going to be starting with Taruvas. We're going to be starting, even though the Mechaber starts with Vasa B'chalov, even Melicha even before that, but I follow the Shita that we start with Taruvas first, like Rabbi Willig did in the 82-83 there, or Shakol. And the idea being, I think Rabbi Willig's idea, and I follow this idea, that Taruvas gives you all the fundamentals of Bittul, Bittul Barov, Bittul Bashishim, all those fundamentals are in Taruvas. Vasa B'chalov is one type of Taruvas. So first you have to understand the general principles, and then you could apply it to Vasa B'chalov. So that's the sheet that I follow. So now technically Taruvas is Tarichas, but within Taruvas we start with Kuftes, because Simon Kuftes, that's what we're going to start with. Because Kuftes is the basic Yesodos of Bittul. And if you don't know the Yesodos of Bittul, then, so even though the Mechaber, he had a different way, but he was making a code for law, he wasn't giving a shiur in Hilchas. So I think to understand it conceptually, we're going to start with Simon Kuftes, and then we'll go back to Tzadiches, and then do the rest of Taruvas, Bezr Hashem, and that's for the first semester, and then for the second semester we'll do Bezr Hashem Basa B'chalov, and then in June, you know, and Basa B'chalov means we also do Hechsher Kelim and Pasakum and Bishulakum and all these things as well. That's all, even though that's not really Basa B'chalov, but that's part of the limud as well. And then in June I like to do some Melicha Shchita, because even though technically these things aren't full requirements, but I feel that if you're going to be a Rav, you can't not know certain Yesodas. In the old days, you know, what was a Rav? A Rav, you know what a Rav was in the old days? The women, women brought their chickens. In other words, today, Rabbanim, they're bringing their medika cloths for Nida. Maybe they did it then, but the main thing that a woman brought to a Rav in those days was chickens. You know, you waited, they say that the women, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein gave his main shear. The Rav Moshe Feinstein gave the Dibros Moshe shear was Friday. So interesting. Like, who gives a main shear on Friday? But that was his main shear. I mean, Rabbi Aaron Kotler's main shear was on Shabbos. That's interesting. Well, that's because Rabbi Aaron Kotler didn't live in Lakewood, you should know. Rabbi Aaron Kotler lived in the West Side. Yeah, West Side Jew. You know, he lived in the West Side with, you know, and then he moved to Borough Park afterwards. But he didn't live in Lakewood. Because, as Rav Abadi pointed out to me, he was busy with the Klal, saving Jews in Europe and things like that. So during the week he had to be Oisik in the Klal, and then he came to Lakewood for Shabbos. Maybe it was a long weekend or whatever, but basically he came to Yeshiva and Shabbos for Shabbos, and the main shear that he gave was on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe Feinstein's main shear was on Friday. It was very interesting, because these are the two times that most people are wherever, you know. But that's the way it was. So we don't do that. We have our main shear during the week. But that was what a Rav, the main point of a Rav in those days was the you know, the chickens, the shechita knife, you know, all the things that most rabbanim today have no, you know, don't, but at least you should know that you saw this, you know, like I never heard of, you know, Hagrama, I never heard of, you know, never heard of these, I never heard of Ben Pakua. How are you talking? How can it be? That's why I'm still a big believer of, you know, having, teaching Shechita, Melicha, these things, but not to the exclusion of the other things, but I think it's very important. Now, we have Rabbi Tuchman here, Rabbi Moshe Tuchman, who's right here, and he is the official Sholem Meshiv of the Limud. So you could ask him any question in learning, a question about Chavrusa, a question about seating, anything. I mean, you could also ask me things, but, you know, and if you'd like to learn here in the Maspeis Medrash, so get a seat, and hopefully you can learn here. And this way Rabbi Tuchman is here in the mornings, but, you know, people learn with Rabbi Tuchman all times of parts of the day, you know. You know, so he's very, very available to people, and he can be very helpful, because, you know, I'll tell you something about Yerideya. Let me tell you something. Yerideya, for many people, was like terror. You know, it was dreadful. So why is that? Why was that like that? I'll tell you why. Chas v'shalom, it's beautiful. It's horrible. Because people were learning Lamdas, and they were enjoying it, and the regular yeshivish and mesechtas. And then they come to Yerideya, and then they just read the Shulchan Aruch, and they don't really have Havana, and it's just like facts, and it's dry, and it's not understandable, and you're just trying to, and it, you know. So what I try to do is make Yerideya enjoyable. And the way you make it enjoyable is if you understand it, you understand the principles. And then the Shulchan Aruch is the last stop on the train. You see, the way people were learning Yerideya in the old way, they would just open up Yerideya. So that's where they would begin, and that's where they would end. So that's going to be that would be grueling. Because then you don't really have any Havana, and then you're trying to understand. You don't know where that, you're reading Shachs and Tazes, and you don't know where it's coming from. So, like Rav Lifshitz, Rav David Lifshitz Atal always used to say, at first you have to learn Chulin with the Torah Sabayis to have a Havana in the Sugi. So that's why we made these packets. And the packets give you the whole overview of understanding of what does it say in the Chumash, what does it say in the Gemara, what does it say in the Rishonim. And then after you understood all that, you see what the Mechaber did, he summarized everything in one line. But if you start with that one line, you won't appreciate what he did. You won't appreciate, you see, when people are learning in yeshiva, so they have the regular yeshiva limud, and then they learn Mishnah Berurah, Achveis, a half an hour in the morning, 20 minutes, whatever, but they don't learn it as a limud. If you really want to learn halacha as a limud, then you have to really see the whole picture. So we have these packets. We're going to go through these and share every day. We'll have it'll be like last year. We gave you like 10 packets at once. We're going to give you one at a time, and that'll be. And you can prepare it and you chazer it, and then you can have buy your own Shulchan Aruch, and you can go straight to have both. But what I'm going to try to do in Shir is to try to give you the Havana. Because if you don't have the Havana, you won't remember, I promise you, you won't remember Ki Huzeh. It'll all be because you just try to get facts and facts and facts, and you don't have a Havana of what's going on, then at best you'll remember it for a Bechina, and by, you know, Nosin Tam Bevgam, by 24 hours it'll be Lefgam, it'll be gone, it'll be, you know, and that's my sheet. And all learning is to give you Havana. I'll also provide you with folders. I'll get it after. Envelopes, big envelopes. You know, so this way, because you see, the hazard of the packet system is it can make a big mess of the yeshiva, the base measure. So we don't want that. We don't have anybody to tie that we're causing. I'm not talking about the environmentalists who, you know, don't like to chop down trees and things like that. Okay, but we're not talking about them. We're talking about the people who, you know, don't want, which is very understandable, because it shouldn't, Base Measure shouldn't look like a place where there's, you know. Yeah, you know, it should be, so you'll have your folders, envelopes, whatever you call them, okay, big ones, the like 10 by 13, so, you know, when I first made these packets, these are the old packets, the big paper. Now, because of the budget cuts, I make small paper, but these were the old packets, so I still keep the old, you know, because to redo them would be, okay. And what are we doing in the sign-up sheets? Did everyone get? No, everyone signed up? Okay. Okay, so that's what we're here for. So Shir is on Monday and Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10:30, the Erech. We try to start by 9:30, and we'll try to, and sometimes it might be go a little bit, you know, we do have to keep somewhat of a pace, because, you know, the year does come to an end eventually, and people are going from the sum, so, and we have two bechinas for Taruvas, it's oral bechinas, you can take it with your kavrusa together. I'm not here to try to, you know, I'm just trying to give you an organized system to do chazara, so you'll feel a sense of accomplishment by the end of the year, that you'll really know it. There's some people that like to take the Rav Zalman Nechemia Bechina. The Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg is the son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who gives smichas in Eretz Yisrael, and he gives the Bechina, so if you want to get another smicha, you know, for your own, you know, sake of accomplishment, you can do that, and I can write you a letter of recommendation. I just spoke to Rav Zalman Nechemia the other day. You know, he works, his wife gave me his number in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. You know, Rav Zalman Nechemia was on the Beis Din, but in Israel, there's mandatory retirement age, right? So you can't be on the Beis Din forever. So, but then when you retire, so he works on the Encyclopedia Talmudis, because there's still, Encyclopedia Talmudis is still, you know, it's still a work in progress, right? So it's taking time, and so they need people, Talmidei Chachamim, who are going to sit and write the articles for the Encyclopedia Talmud. So he's one of them, but he gives these smichas. So if you're interested, you know, I'd be happy to you know, facilitate that. You know, some people who don't sit space. Rav Zalman Nechemia always told me that he never had the intent to try to take away people from the YU smicha. But I've discussed that with him. You know, but he just wants other people, you know, some people that their parents wouldn't want them to learn unless they're getting a smicha. So this way he facilitates that by giving a smicha, but he'll also give YU people if they'd like as well. Some people can't stay for the whole 4 years here, which we're trying to encourage everyone to stay, but if you can't, you still, there's some big rabbanim mechanchim that their smicha is just from Rav Zalman Nechemia. You know, it's not from, so whatever it is, if you'd like to do that as well, I'd be happy to. And I'd like to get to know everybody here. Some people I know already, some people I don't know yet. If you're here for Shabbosim, you'd let me know, or you're welcome to come. You know, I'm here, you know, I live here, so that's an advantage. During the morning, I'm here in the Beis Medrash. If I'm not giving shir to you, I'll be in the Beis Medrash. In the afternoon, I'm in the Gottesman Library, the new refurbished Gottesman Library. You should go see it. New look to it, you know, the light and the space and the whole new look. But the Baruch Hashem, all the svarim are still there. Not one sefer was removed from the Gottesman Library, so Baruch Hashem, we still have it in full, the whole taikif of the Gottesman Library. Okay, so we're going to give out the packet soon, the first packet, I'll give you, I'll go to my office, I'll give you the folder, so you, Baruch Hashem, it looks like a nice chevra. I'd like to get to know everyone, so that's why we have this sheet, and I can get to know you. If you feel I don't know you yet, you can come over, you can introduce yourself, and we should get to know each other, you know, and I'm there if you ever want to speak about learning anything in life. If you want to speak about it, I'm around. I live here, you can come over at night, you can, in the afternoon, whenever you'd like. If you're getting engaged, you should let me know. We can learn chosen classes together. If you have a simcha, we sing, we acknowledge all the simchas in this year. So everyone has a simcha. We acknowledge engagements, births, marriages. Even one fellow in the other shiur had a Kabbalah for Shechita. We sang for him as well. So, you know, so it's a warm environment here. We want everyone. That's why I want to show you that your day could be the most geshmak alimut if you do it properly. It can be the most boring and tedious thing if it's your only, you're not having Havana and you're just, you know, trying to memorize details and you don't really. But it can be very geshmak as well. So that's why we try to make it as geshmak as possible. Okay. Now, the one question that we have to iron out is when should the. Usually, what I do is, we have the first day is the orientation, the next day is the first year. Now, I don't know. I wouldn't want the first day to be a day that half the people aren't here because of Labor Day. I don't know what your plans are. So if you would want, you can either start on Monday, but if people are not going to be, I could start on Wednesday. And so I'm going to go out now. I'm going to get to stay here to discuss it with Rabbi Tuchman, and when I come back, we'll have a conclusion. Okay? So I'll be back in a second. Okay, the tennis guys can't be here. The Maskan is going to be that Wednesday. We're going to. Right. So, well, we have two packets that Rabbi Tuchman will give out. We have these nice envelopes, folders, whatever you call it. Okay. But, and I'll give you more as the, you know, they fill up. So, but the key is we want to keep it, everything clean. And you should get, you know, a Yerodea for yourself. And they, you know, so you'll be able to learn. You'll have, I mean, the Yerodea will be in the packet also, but it's good to see it straight, you know, from a safer as well. And we should try to be here, as, you know, on a regular basis. The shiur will be online, of course, as well, but in the Dome, the live interaction, and it should be an enjoyable experience. That's the key. It should be a meaningful, enjoyable experience. You see, by the end of the year, you'll see, you'll have a Havana of the Inyanim, and then Rabbi Tuchman is a very important resource to the Talmidim here. So you should get to know him. He's in the prospects register in the morning, and you should get to know him. And okay, I think, is there any questions, anything that I left out? Or if you, again, if you need a chavrusa and you don't have one, speak to Rabbi Tuchman. If you need a chavrusa not during the regular morning time, different time, you know, if everyone comes to him, then he'll know who the, you know, who, you know, he could be a shotgun here as well. So, yeah.
Are the packets that they want online?
Yeah, the packets were online as well. I mean, usually I try to make every year a couple of new ones, you know, the new, you know, there's always new shilas. I mean, Anita, you know, also I used to make, you know, there's, especially now, you know, kashrus is always interesting. You know, now it's a big issue in Eretz Yisrael with the chickens, you know, as we heard about it, I don't know. But, okay, I don't know if we'll talk about it or not talk about it, but, you know. Okay, it's, you know, treifas is one thing we don't do, maybe we should do. That's why Rav Dov Lifshitz never would sign the smichas here, but they didn't teach treifas. So, okay, what can I tell you? We don't teach treifas here. Maybe we should one day teach treifas here. And okay, but everything in its due time. Let's learn what we're learning, and enjoy, and get to know each other. I always say, you know, after a certain amount of time, you know, it's an embarrassment to ask somebody his name. So we still didn't reach that time yet. You understand? So you got to ask, you know, the guy who's sitting next to you. In 3 months from now, you're going to be a mavuyish to ask him what's your name. So now's the time you can ask somebody what's your name, and you don't have to be embarrassed. Okay, so I'd like to get to know everybody. Where's this sign-up paper? Is it still around? Oh, I got it. Okay, Beseder. Okay, so we'll see each other back here Wednesday morning, B'Shah Tova, on 9:30. And we'll have the things, we'll have the packets, we'll have a couple, we'll give out the packets here. Take the packets here. And you can take it
now or next week?
No, take it. You can take it now, so you can start learning.
Okay.
We give you a week off, not for not to not have the packets.
All right.
And okay. And here's, please take one. Take one each now. And Bez Hashem, when you'll need more, I'll provide you with more.